on the jean jacket.
I guess he's like awkwardly there, but.
I bet. Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, the nerves are kicking in now.
No, you guys should have chose someone better, but I guess. I saw you. I thought you were kind of cute. Is it okay if I get your number? Is it okay if I get your number? Oh, my name's Nancy.
You said what? Your name is Nancy? Oh, my name is Fisher.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Can I get your number? No? Oh, what?
Yeah, women don't have game because they don't have to have game. If women had to approach men, their approaches would be completely pathetic. All they have to rely on is, don't you think I'm cute? Or look at my butt in these jeans. You know, they've been relying on that from the start. So if they actually had to use their brain to try to pull a man, oh no, forget about it. And men weren't particularly interested. Like, they had to try to convince a man of why they should deal with them, why they should call them and hear them babble on about a bunch of nothing. That's a hard sell. That's a hard sell. See, the thing is, a woman selling her body, not actually selling her body, but selling the allure of her body is an easy sell. Like, ooh, look at me. Don't I look hot? Don't you want to hit this? That's easy for women. But what if women had to actually convince a man to stay with them after they hit a few times? You couldn't pay a lot of dudes to do that. That's where women struggle. Getting a guy to stay after he hit a few times. That's what we hear women complaining about on TikTok all the time. He ghosted me. But the difference between a guy getting ghosted and a woman getting ghosted, a woman always get ghosted after bedroom fun. Men get ghosted before bedroom fun.
I just got reminded I'm not young and hot anymore, so that's fun. I came out of CVS, I wanted to go start my car and it wouldn't start. And I like had to like restart it, finally got it going. Point to that being I had to go to O'Reilly's and I had the guy test me for a new battery. And he's like, yep, you need a new battery. I'm like, cool, let's get a new battery. So I go and I buy a new battery and I'm like, you guys put it in, right? Because they've always put in a battery for me when I buy a new battery at O'Reilly's, like my entire life. Like always, they've always offered, can I come put that in your car for you? Not this time, no. Now I'm old, apparently.
Well, yeah, when you get old, reality hit. See, women live in an alternate reality when they're young and hot. So they don't know what the world is really like until their looks fade. And it's like, yeah, now you gotta learn how to do stuff. It really is a system shock for most women, especially if they were really hot. That's a complete paradigm shift. It really is hard. I would feel sorry for them if they didn't treat everybody like crap when they were hot. So I don't feel sorry for them. Gotta actually start thinking now. I know you never had to before, but yep, you're gonna have to try to get some brain cells now.
Apparently.
So who sits in the back, your girl or your mom?
My mom.
Wow.
Listen to me. And my mother would have no.
The reason I said wow since you said it fast.
No, my mother got to sit in the back. Are you crazy? You think I'm driving with my woman next to me in the car. We go pick up my mother. I'm gonna tell my woman get out the car and sit in the back.
I think that answer to that question is tricky.
No, it's not.
It
my
is.
My mom got to sit in the
you
back.
You know why it's tricky? Because it's one of those things you want your woman to be able to ask your mom. Like, come on, mom, you can sit in the front.
If mommy says no, if she wanted to do that, that's up to her. But I would never create a standard for my woman to get out of the car to sit in the back for my mom. No.
Well, first off, I always thought the whole front seat or back seat thing was childish. I mean, I always thought that. I really don't care where anybody sits. If someone's already sitting in the front, that's one thing. The only time where I would think somebody would offer the front seat is if somebody has some type of ailment or it would be hard for somebody for physical reasons to sit in the back, or they would be cramped in the back or something. Like, oh yeah, get in the front, you're older, or maybe it's more room in the front somehow or something. Yeah, go ahead and get in the front. It's a polite thing to do. But other than that, no, whatever seat available, just go ahead and take it so we can get where we going. Let me know what y'all think below. Do the mom sit in the back or do the wife sit in the back? Okay, rich guy getting on a jet with a bunch of young hot chicks. We get it, you're doing your thing. But here's my thing. Even if I was rich and famous or whatever, I wouldn't have this set up because I just find women to be annoying, really. I mean, if we're not actually doing the deed, I don't want to hang around you. I don't want to have to hear y'all talk on the plane trip. Like, look, I'll just call you over when I get home. Let's do the deed and then have a nice day. I just don't find most women likable to be in the presence of. But that's just me. Let me know what you think below. Is this the dream life for you? Because it's not for me. I'm sure all the fathers of these girls are really proud, right? Just a rich man's trash. That's what your daughter grew up to be.